This is a Korean tale, passed down through the ages. My grandmother used to tell me this story. It is about Kumiho, the nine-tailed fox. A creature that appears in tales and legends of Korea, and only if it lives a thousand years can it turn into a Kumiho. It can freely transform, amongst other things, into a beautiful woman, often set out to seduce boys and eat their livers or hearts. Once upon a time, there was a family of seven, mother, father, and their five boys. They didn't want another boy again, so they begged God for a girl. The next morning, a girl appeared, who looked about 8 years old, so they decided to let her stay with them. There was one special thing about her. She didn't like vegetables that much, but for some reason, she would go crazy for meat. Another thing was that ever since she had arrived, every morning one cow was murdered and its liver was gone, so the father told his sons to check out what was going on in the night. His first son went to check, but he was tired and fell asleep. His second son went into the night as well. Another thing was that ever since she had arrived, every morning, one cow was murdered and its liver was gone. So the father told his sons to check out what was going on in the night. His first son went to check, but he was tired and fell asleep. His second son went into the night as well, but he too was tired and fell asleep. But when the third son, Kor Hangyong, went to investigate, he acted more wisdom than his brothers, and brought a garlic and onion with him to help him stay awake. When the night came, he stayed in the corner of the shed where the cow was. And after, when the darkness had fully settled, he saw a door open. He was in shock. He was his sister. He hadn't expected that it was she who had killed the cows, since his family had given her such unconditional love. He tried not to make a single sound, and did his best not to breathe as he saw her becoming a fox. That just wasn't just a fox. She had become a fox with the nine tails. Her fingernails became really sharp, and she dug her hands into a cow, took out each liver, and she ate it. After she had finished her meal, she cleaned up everything and left. The next morning, Hangyong told his father everything that happened in the night, but his father didn't trust him, for he loved his new daughter much more than Hangyong, and he was mad at him for trying to turn him against her, so the father kicked him out of the house. But Hangyong was worried about his family, and there was nothing he could do, because his father just wouldn't listen. So he decided to go to a monastery, because there was nowhere else for him to go. After a few days, he decided to go back to his house because he was extremely worried about his brothers, mother, and father, because he knew the fox Kumiho would kill his family. So he told his master, "I have to go back to my house, otherwise the nine-tailed fox will kill my family." And then his enlightened master gave him three bottles, which were yellow, blue, and red. The master said, "If you're in danger, throw these bottles and they will help you." Hangyong returned to his house, but there was nobody inside. He thought sadly to himself, "My family is all dead." At the moment, the door to the house was slowly opened. It was his fake evil sister, who he now knew was no little girl. She was Kumiho, the nine-tailed fox. Kumiho looked at him with a smirk and said, "I was waiting here for you to come and have a meal with me." Hangyong tried to run away, but obviously she didn't let him. The nine-tailed fox tied his leg to hers with a rope. In the night, while Kumiho was preparing for dinner, Hangyong untied his rope and retied it onto a pillar in the house and began to run away. After a few seconds, she was following him. "Why are you running away?" she screamed. She was already in the form of the nine-tailed fox, so Hangyong threw the yellow bottle that his master had given him. There was a spiny forest full of thorns. It was quite easy for Kumiho to escape through it, so Hangyong threw the second bottle. It created a tsunami, but it wasn't too hard for her to stay afloat. Finally, when she was shut out of the tsunami, he threw his last bottle. This time, the red one. A huge fire came, and Kumio started to burn and scream. A few minutes passed, and the nine-tailed fox was completely burned to ashes. Hanyang's fight was finally over. What a pity that none of his family survived him.